The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep. Until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
There is a mass exodus of female employees from the Irish workforce, according to a recent survey. The Menopause in the Workplace Survey 2022 found that 36% of respondents have been called in sick on account of devastating symptoms. Now, I'm joined by Chief Executive of the Menopause Hub, Loretta Dignam. Loretta, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, the 36% say we have devastating symptoms, we have to call in sick. But the key figure, 10% of menopausal women say they have left the workforce due to symptoms.
Yes, Pat, that's correct. And that statistic lines up with the UK as well. So that's 1 in 10 women leave because of their menopausal symptoms, which in Ireland amounts to about 35,000 women leaving the workforce. And it's really, I think that's such a shame, a crime really, because small, reasonable accommodations could make the difference to keep those women in the workplace.
What sort of accommodations?
Well, first of all, women tell us that about 95% of them told us that they wanted training for managers and HR. Over 90% wanted menopause in the workplace policy. But the reasonable accommodations that can be introduced are things like flexible hours, working from home, and many women are coming back into the workplace post-COVID where they could probably manage their symptoms really well. Now they're coming back into the workplace, maybe access to cold water, to a restroom, to a desk fan, an individual desk fan, a window. What about if they're wearing uniforms? What about the woman who's a bus driver or works on the factory floor? Can they take time out to take a few minutes to gather their thoughts, to take a break?
Difficult if you're running a schedule on a bus, for example.
Absolutely difficult, absolutely. And I remember last year a woman rang in on the Joe Duffy show, and she was a bus driver and she was experiencing what was known as flooding, really heavy bleeding, and she was padded up in extra layers, but there was no way she could actually get off that bus. So we're doing work with Dublin Bus to talk about how we can help those women. The same with air traffic controllers.
Now, what is the normal medical procedure if someone has these menopausal symptoms? One would presume that a doctor would give a cert if the symptoms are so critical.
Absolutely. A woman can go to her doctor and ask for that. But in 80% of circumstances, women are unprepared for menopause and 66% know very little about it. So some women don't even know what's happening to them. But if they do, they can go with a cert. But there's been an increasing number of tribunals taking place in the UK in recent years. And some of the cases have been taken on and won by the ladies who have taken them on the grounds of age discrimination, gender discrimination, and disability. And in one instance, a woman did have a sick cert and took it with her to her performance review. Her boss subsequently ignored that and she was dismissed. So she took a case on grounds and won.
And she won. Now, one of the difficulties, I suppose, is that someone may not want to talk about menopause to a boss, for example, a manager, because they know that if they have say, a justifiable reason for giving someone a ticking off, they'll say, oh, sure, that's your woman. She's menopausal. That's why she's given out, not because there is a justifiable reason for giving out. You know what I mean? Women do not want to be labelled menopausal.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you on that. However, I suppose if you look at it from the perspective of, you look at something like mental health and where it was 10 or 15 years ago, that was a taboo and stigmatized topic. And women in our research have told us over 70% said that menopause still has stigma associated with it. So yes, women have the right not to talk about it, but it's clear from our survey that over 95% wanted training and awareness talks for managers and HR. So women are saying, we want this.
Now, more and more, there are women in managerial positions. So you'd imagine that women in those positions might be more understanding and therefore introduce the policies spontaneously without having, you know, the government to twist their arm.
Yeah, I mean, we're working with a lot of organisations at the moment who are introducing policies and doing training and so on. So Lidl, the ESB and so on. But it's not just a women's issue, Pat. I think this needs to be a societal issue. Men need to engage in this. They have wives, partners, sisters, that kind of thing. So it's not just down to the female bosses. The average age of perimenopause is 45. The average age of menopause is 51. So it's not actually an older woman's condition. And therefore, this is the age where women do move into more senior positions. And women are telling us that they're having to either reconsider their hours. So 40%, that's about 140,000 women, said they considered giving up their work or cutting back. And in addition to that, having to take time off. Women don't want to be in this position. Small accommodations can make a difference.
Now, the question you mentioned, someone who had a performance review and brought the doctor's cert along and so on. A performance review, though, is about performance. And sometimes people who have an illness, for example, may simply not be able to perform to the level that is requested or required of them. And the same might apply to people who are having severe menopausal symptoms. How do you compensate for that? Because the symptoms are real. The person has, you know, all the will in the world to do it properly, whatever the task is, but may not be able to.
Yeah, over 80% of women said that their performance was impacted by their symptoms, and about 30% of that said that they were severe. So the symptoms impacted their work from a greater extent. And as a result, it's up to the employer to talk to the employee, because every woman's different, everyone's menopause is different, and ask them what would be helpful, what would help them to not prescribe what should they do, but ask what would be helpful and see what can be done on a win-win basis for the organisation and the individual.
Okay, so if, for example, a performance review is about what might be a salary increase, for example, I don't know how difficult it would be for a woman to raise that with the boss, say, well, the reason I haven't delivered on my target for the last 6 months or whatever is because I'm menopausal, because that forces them to maybe be less discreet than they would prefer personally to be.
Absolutely. But the alternative is to accept the performance rating that's been given by the boss without having any explanation. And realistically, if it was any other condition, the person may want to raise that as well. So if it was mental health or if it was some other medical condition. So I think it's open to women to advocate for themselves in this regard, I think.
And what about people who are members of a team, and then the rest of the team, and they could be, you know, just out of college kind of graduates who are full of the joys and don't really get what's happening to their senior colleague and maybe complain about performance diminution?
Yeah, and that's why this whole education piece is so important. Education for all staff, not just the women themselves going through menopause, because these out of college students who are, you know, enthusiastic may have mothers or aunts or sisters or whatever going through menopause. And at some stage, they will be faced with this themselves. So it's about opening up and making menopause mainstream.
Yeah. And finally, do you want government to intervene in this, or is it a matter for IBEC or ISMEI?
In the UK, and we're looking to the UK, and they're the most advanced globally on this issue, and they're looking at having menopause being made a protected characteristic. They're also looking at legislation for menopause in the workplace survey, menopause in the workplace policies to be introduced for organisations over 250, and for menopause champions to be introduced. Now, whatever happens in the UK is going to come here, I'm sure. So yes, I would like our government to take a proactive stance on this rather than reactive.
Finally, I suppose there's a little bit of good news in the sense that the government has moderated the grounds on which an employee can be denied flexible working.
Yes.
So that's got to be good news.
Absolutely.
All right. Eleanor Dignam, who is founder and CEO of the Menopause Hub, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscience?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.